NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hello and welcome to the Tracy Sandler Show, brought to you by Fevo. It is Super Bowl week and we are coming to you from Radio Row in Las Vegas, Nevada. I am joined by not one, but two incredibly special guests, one of whom is Cam Inman of the Mercury News, and one of whom is Guy Haberman, who does some of the most incredible 49ers content you will see on YouTube. He has one hell of a podcast. And also, he's just really funny and fun to be around. So there's that.
You guys, I did see you last night.
You did, yes. And he saw me last night, as he just remembered. So I told you, he's really fun to be around.
Wow. It's a little delayed reaction.
Okay. Welcome to Vegas Super Bowl week, you guys. All right, gentlemen. 49ers, they have a game on Sunday. Kind of a biggie.
Their final game.
Their final game, one way or another. Yeah. This is it for the season. Yeah. Guy, I will actually start with you high level before we dig deep.
Yeah.
What are you thinking you're going to see on Sunday?
Every day that passes, and I'm not sure if it's been 2 days or 7 days here in Vegas.
It'd have been 12.
I've become more convinced the Niners are going to win.
Wow.
Did
okay.
you say win or lose?
Win.
Win.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Win.
Okay.
It was very subdued.
Win.
Gonna win.
Win. I mean, it's like, crazy. It does feel like there is so much. Not that like what people say here has any effect on what's about to happen in the universe.
Right.
But there's a little of that. Like, everyone's picking Kansas City. Not everyone, but most of the people, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Niners are favored by the sports books, and 70%+ of people still are betting on Kansas City, or maybe in part of that, because of that, are betting on Kansas City. But I think the extra week after the NFC Championship game has helped me forget the 2 weeks that preceded it and remember more how good they were during the regular season. Now, there's plenty of issues we could talk about, but that's where I'm at. That's my Thursday vibe check on this game.
Okay. Cameron, I'd love to hear your thoughts.
Okay. I think it's really easy for everybody to pick the Chiefs because they're the reigning champions.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the best quarterback in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Whether he plays the best on Sunday, that's going to determine the game. I think that's why everybody says, well, they have Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the Niner defense hasn't looked great. But for the first time in forever, the 49ers have an offense that can keep up with anybody.
Yes.
So if they get into a shootout, I think the Niners are more qualified to compete in that than they ever have. So I think they'll be able to put up the points. But I think the fact that, like Guy said, like the last couple games where their defense not so good, I think that actually helps them kind of makes them realize, oh, that we got here. Now it's our turn to pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like they got a bunch of slouches that are injured on that side of the ball.
Right.
So I think the Niners are going to win too. And I don't think I've picked against the 49ers since 2022.
Wow.
So I'm not a homer, though. I'm just an official sports book person, apparently, because they've been favored in every single game this year as well. So they listen to Cam.
They listen to Cam. It's playoff time, and BetOnline is your number one source for playoff football odds, stats, trends, and lines. With everything from point spreads to hundreds of player performance props. Head to BetOnline today to stay updated on all the action. BetOnline, the game starts here. So here's my concern, and it's not Mahomes, actually. I mean, yes, Mahomes is Mahomes and all of the Mahomes things. It's the Chiefs' defense that has been playing lights out.
Mm.
And in my opinion, is more of the reason the Chiefs are here than Mahomes. And so That, to me, adds a little bit of an extra wrinkle. Then you have this 40, the 49ers defense, which has struggled a little bit, and I agree with you. I think the struggles help them. But they got to stop Pacheco, and stopping the run's been an issue, but they also got to stop Mahomes. It's those three things that give me pause. So, discuss.
Well, if they blitz and put their corners in man coverage against the Niners, I think the Niners would be okay with that. The one thing that, but they won't only do that, right? He's going to throw some zones at him. I think they're going to try and confuse him. Brock's numbers against the elite defenses are much, I mean, they've been much worse than his general numbers this year. And the one thing, talking to some of the Niners yesterday, like the offensive guys, and asking them, like, what stands out about Kansas City, they all say, like, they don't make mistakes. They all really know what they're doing. But, you know, a Niners offense that's built on doing what you're supposed to do and then occasionally Brock making a little extra, I'm not overly concerned about, I mean, the Chris Jones stuff is real. I'm not overly concerned about Kansas City's defense against this Niner group. And I'm not overly concerned about the Niners secondary against Kansas City's weapons. To me, they don't have a group that is like what you're used to seeing, the type that gives the Niners problems, or like two or three blue chip, explosive. Now, Rashee Rice can run with the ball. But this group is not that type of group. Now, Mahomes could just get you. Yeah. But I think the Niners match up well.
I mean, as long as they triple cover Travis Kelce, I think you're good from that point of view. Now, from
Or just tackle him. After you tackle
that's
him
fine
after
too,
he makes
but that's,
yard
and that's probably what they do.
Yeah,
right?
I think that's what they're going to have to do.
I think if they blitz Purdy, that's fine. Remember, he got into the NFL because he could handle the blitz so well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I don't think he's unfazed by that. Like, he's smart and knows where the open guy will be. So it's almost inviting. So that's that does. But the Chris Jones factor... Okay, that's what ruined the Niners 4 years ago in the Super Bowl, because he's got his mitts on a couple passes, right? Knocked him down. I think they know how to play this. Like, I don't think he is a full 100% effort guy. I think he kind of hangs out at the line of scrimmage, and it's like, okay, if you're not going to rush, and we know you're just going to stick your hand up, then we won't go that way. We know what window is closed, so we will not go knock on that window.
So Cam is saying that the Chiefs, sometimes defensive effort matches the Niners.
Sometimes defensive effort.
The chief.
Chief.
The chief. Do you think they too have internally discussed it at the Chiefs?
No, absolutely not, because they have rings on.
Have you ever heard of a team going to the Super Bowl talking about defensive effort like the Niners have?
No, and that it's been internally. And it was the way John Lynch said it last week. It has been discussed internally.
Yeah,
will not be an issue. I was like,
they were on double secret probation, but that's no secret anymore.
Definitely no secret anymore. So let's talk a little bit about Brock Purdy, because obviously we kind of have to do that. But what do you expect to see from him on Sunday? I actually expect Brock Purdy to come out fast and play extremely well. And I know there are people that disagree because he struggled a little bit these first two games. But I actually think he's going to come out and be very Brocky. Oh, Brocky! You guys even have a new nickname. Very Brocky.
Brocky's the good version of Brock.
Yeah, Brocky.
There is got to be a Vegas kind of nickname for Brock Purdy.
There's got to be. What's Vegas Brocky?
The Brock Machine, like a slot machine.
The Brock Machine.
Oh, that's good.
I like the Brock Machine.
Like the Brock
bed
machine.
Check Brock.
Bed check Brock.
No, that's not. Nobody does bed checks in Vegas, pal. That's
what I'm saying. He's in bed. Oh. Like, that's the thing about Brock.
That's true.
I think, it's not going to be raining, so that works in his favor.
Helps a lot.
Right? And he's got everybody healthy all around him. And he's smart. I think he's okay. So he's like, he could be the second youngest quarterback to win a Super Bowl behind Ben Roethlisberger. That was the worst Super Bowl I've ever seen a quarterback have and win, by the way. Beat the Seahawks. But Brock's 24.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Mahomes is 24 when he won his first.
Mm-hmm.
A guy out of Michigan, some guy named Tom Brady.
Go Blue.
Was 24 when he won his first at the New Orleans Superdome.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the end zone watching Adam Vinatieri kick that, make Tom Brady a winner. So that was Brock can win it. Age 24. There you go.
I had a conversation with Diamador Lenore yesterday at availability, and he said he grew up watching Tom Brady in Super Bowls and always wanted to beat Tom Brady in his Super Bowl, but now they got the new Tom Brady and he wants to beat him. I kind of liked that.
Yeah.
So there's a little fun fact anecdote for you all. Guy, what do you expect to see out of Brock?
You know, I do think he's going to play well. I think he's handled this week. I don't like to give out gold medals for good press conferences.
Games are won and lost in press conferences.
Yeah, I always say I've only seen two press conferences lost in the NFL.
What?
Do you want to guess which two they were?
But did Shanahan make the platform Monday night?
Well, you saying, was that a loss? Is that what you're saying?
I'm asking you, was it a win or a loss for Shanahan?
Oh, that was a win.
I thought it was a gold medal win.
It was a gold medal win.
Absolutely.
Nobody's ever going to remember that. Yeah. Just kind of like, our coach was having a good time.
When Shanahan went through his thing, he's like, all right, three things. I'm like, oh, my God, is he going to get? And then he nailed all, he's like, and that's the three things. Like, oh, okay, he said all three things. Like, I wasn't sure if he was going to get, you know, sometimes you say three things, you get to two, and you forget there was a third. Yeah.
Right.
I think Brock's been really impressive this week, whatever that's worth. But I think what's better about Brock than, like, will he start the game fast is that he has played poorly in both playoff games at times and then played well at the end. He played so well at the end of the second half of the Lions game. Really outplayed Goff in the second half. Was better than Love in the second half of the Packer game. Is he going to need to be better than Mahomes in the second half of the Super Bowl? You'd like to say, well, I don't know. Not necessarily. It's like, yeah, they're the quarterbacks. He might have to be better than Mahomes in the second half of the Super Bowl.
But I think he has it in him.
The best thing you say about him is the analogy of, like, you're trying to reach a mountaintop. If the mountain is Mount Everest, like, nobody just goes smooth up, smooth down. And Brock has shown that, you know, he can lose a pinky to frostbite and still climb the mountain. So
he is.
What an analogy.
Yeah, that's kind of gross. I'll say this.
Right. Same thing happened. Frostbite.
Yeah, right. That's what I heard. Yeah. Brock is, I think the best thing he's got going for him, he's very self-aware.
Yes, he is.
So whether that's in terms of knowing his role on the team or his role in the offense, but also just kind of knowing, okay, I haven't been great on big stages in the past this year, like against Baltimore or whatever. But he also knows he can rise to the occasion like he did in big games in Philly or in Seattle. And he's healthy. I mean, he's got Christian McCaffrey. I mean, this could be a Christian McCaffrey game. I mean, McCaffrey could be your MVP.
Well, I think this is, if they win, I think this is a Christian McCaffrey game. Christian McCaffrey is the 49ers' Patrick Mahomes. He's their guy that can change it all and put the game on his back and win it for them. And if Christian McCaffrey has that type of game, then I don't know that the 49ers could possibly lose it.
And Debo can do it too.
Yes, Debo can do it as well.
Debo wants to do it.
Debo wants to do it.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. And you put them together and they both do it.
You know what's weird? So, like, I ran the Vegas Strip this morning, pat myself on the back. But I'm looking to see, like, what Niners they have on the billboards on the Vegas Strip. And it was George Kittle with Kelsey at Caesars, right? I'm like, okay, that's fair. And then Debo was, like, on a Verizon kind of thing. Right? I'm like, good for Debo. Didn't see Purdy anywhere. I think I saw Charvarius Ward maybe somewhere. Charvarius Ward was, like, the headliner at opening night along with Purdy. And I'm like, that's amazing to me. I'm like, first of all, love the guy. Really great talker. Really good player. Breakout year. Former Chief. But I'm like, he got bigger billing. Like, there's no Christian. But there's no Christian McCaffrey or Trent Williams sightings. And people talk about they're the best players in the NFL. And they're not on there.
That is kind of...
Does a left tackle ever get, like, top billing?
You go talk to Trent Williams and ask him if he deserves top billing.
McCaffrey surprises.
He's got the private jet. He doesn't need any more billing than that.
McCaffrey surprises me more than Trent Williams because I can see people coming to Vegas for the Super Bowl who are, like, are more casual fans may not know who Trent Williams is, but everybody knows who Christian McCaffrey is.
Christian's gotten in a lot more commercials this year than he ever has.
That's true.
So that's good on his part. He's earned it. I mean, he's the NFL rushing champion. I mean, that's... I don't think that should be dismissed, especially going into a Super Bowl where you go, how do we keep the ball out of Mahomes' hand? Hand it off to Christian McCaffrey so he can run and take time off the clock.
Yep, it's 100% true. All right, well, not to put you guys on the spot, but I will also say I had a different prediction yesterday, and you guys have kind of changed my mind, but let's do predictions. Guy?
31-21.
San Francisco.
Excuse me,
31-21.
Oh. I'm going 29. I have not done a prediction yet, so this is an exclusive.
This is exciting.
24.
Oh. 31-24. Okay, it's fine. I'll give you that.
Final bets. 29-26. Niners.
Dang. Niners.
Moody.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Maybe a safety or a miss.
No, Moody. Moody. I think maybe as long as we brought this up, my anxiety level. I believe fully in Jake Moody, 100% behind him, 1,000%. If he is kicking the game-winning field goal, I am not a 49ers fan anymore, but my anxiety level, I might throw up on what I hope. If you were sitting next to me in the press box, you might want to move over because I might vomit on you. So that would be fun, but not really. I won't do that.
Okay.
Hopefully. Okay. Fingers crossed. So I had been yesterday, my first gut was to pick the Chiefs. Then I also gave a score for if the Niners won. But now that we've talked this out, I'm going to pick the Niners. And I am picking the Niners to win.
Break your own tie.
I'm going to break my own tie. And I'm doing a whole new score, too. You guys, I'm really just going rogue. 27-21 San Francisco.
7:21 San Francisco. So the big Chase Young game, you're saying?
Big Chase Young. Yeah. Well,
maybe Nick Bosa.
Maybe Nick Bosa. I feel like that's better.
I think Fred Warner is going to intercept a Mahomes pass to Travis Kelce.
Okay. Yeah, do you have a fun one?
You don't think Kelce, he's covering him?
Well, I don't know if Kelsey's going to be in the middle of the field at all.
Well,
they kept him away from the middle of the field against Baltimore, against those linebackers. But it's hard. I mean, it's hard for Kelce.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. When he's throwing back across the field to the middle of the field where he should not be throwing, there comes Fred Warner.
Well, the game could come down to which quarterback makes a crazy throw over the middle of the field and completes it instead of picks it off, right? Because they both do it.
Yeah, that's true.
They both play like Mahomes sometimes.
Can I throw out?
One of them is Mahomes.
Is the craziest part of this whole
Do you think Andy Reid opens with 2-3 jet chip wasp or whatever it was and just like immediately kind of just.
I don't think he does.
No.
These are all fun predictions.
I think like he killed him with the jet sweeps.
Yeah.
I'm going to predict this one's totally random. D'Amador Lenore interception to seal the game for San Francisco.
Got that dog in him.
He's got it's 27-21. Chiefs are driving. You're feeling like it's Mahomes. This is over. And then in comes the hyena. He intercepts that ball. And then he puts it in the air and says, I beat our Tom Brady. Maybe that part doesn't happen, but it might. Like, it honestly, I think we all know it's a possibility.
Yeah. Possible.
It's definitely a possibility. Gentlemen.
No kickoff returns for the Chiefs. That's my prediction.
That's the big X factor, and that's one of my intangibles. You got to watch out for that officiating and something else,
and penalties.
You got to watch out for the officiating
and penalties. No DPIs.
Oh, yeah.
Big key to the game, officiating.
Always. That's what people are here for in Vegas.
The officiating.
The pit boss. They've overruled.
No DPIs on 3rd and 15. That then put the Chiefs right in the end zone. No. All right, gentlemen, tell everybody where they can find you because we have a third guest coming on here shortly.
Okay.
Omar parked his car.
Yep, he did. Omar parked his car.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
All right.
I am Cam Inman. You can read me at mercurynews.com. I'm on Instagram at 49ers.cam.
I hate to promote my Instagram next to Cam's Instagram, which is massive, but.
You can promote your YouTube channel.
Yeah, Guy Haberman on IG. The reels are popping off right now. Go to the YouTube channel as well. So.
Awesome. Thank you, gentlemen. This was fun.
Chris.
Good to see you too.
Thank you.
All right, guys, my next guest is Omar Ruiz from the NFL Network, and he has been hanging out around the 49ers for the last several weeks now, so you've gotten to know the team even better than you did before. I just had Cam Inman and Guy Haberman on here. We all end up picking the 49ers to win, which was a bit of a change for me from yesterday. By the time we were done, picked him to win. But what have you seen from this team the last couple weeks, and how do you see things going on Sunday?
Well, my gut tells me that we're going to see the best version of the 49ers that we've been accustomed to seeing throughout most of the regular season, especially when they play high-level competition, a la when they smoked the Cowboys, when they smoked the Eagles, and all the times that they were pitted against another talented team, it brings out the best in them. Obviously, the past couple weeks, the slow starts against the Packers and the Lions wasn't necessarily reflective of that, but I think we won't see that 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
And so, obviously, the Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Andy Reid, they can match that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure if the 49ers at their best will be good enough to beat Patrick Mahomes at his best. But I don't think we'll see anything less than what we've expected to see from the 49ers, which either makes for a blowout San Francisco win or an incredible game.
And I think it'll be more of an incredible game is kind of my sense, but we will see. And I think the last couple of days, the reason I'd started by picking the Chiefs was exactly what you just said. Can the 49ers at their best beat Patrick Mahomes at his best? And obviously this is why they play the game and we see if he will be at his best. They also have to beat Isaiah Pacheco. I think you have to either stop Pacheco or you got to stop Mahomes. It's not easy to do both, and the Niners have truly struggled in defending the run. These are the things that are of concern. I also think this Chiefs defense is very much the reason they're here. 49ers have more talent on their offense than the Chiefs have on their defense. That being said, that defense has been playing an incredibly high level. They still have Chris Jones. This is why I've been a little back and forth on it. And ultimately, in a close game, even though in the previous segment we were doing like little fun predictions and I was like, D'Amador Lenore, interception to seal the game. The Chiefs are driving. It's 27-21. And you're like, it's over. Mahomes is going to get him. And D'Amador Lenore, interception. That would be a fun twist. But I also think with 2 minutes left, the Chiefs are down 27-21 and they're driving, they're winning the football game. And I keep going back and forth on this.
Well, I don't blame you, but I love that D'Amador Lenore X factor there at the end of the game. He's been such a joy to talk to and get to know here this last few weeks. As you mentioned, the physicality that he brings, the pride that he takes in that. And you talk about a secondary that's not intimidated by Patrick Mahomes. Obviously, they respect him.
Right.
But as Lenore told me the other day, he puts on his pads, Patrick Mahomes does, just like everybody else does. And obviously, Charvarius Ward was a teammate of Patrick Mahomes for several years, went against him in practice. So I don't think they have that awe factor that many other young secondaries might. And whatever effect that might have on the game, I don't think that'll be a situation for the 49ers. You mentioned Chris Jones. I think for the 49ers offense, that will be the key.
Right.
Because Chris Jones is one of those few disruptors, and I would say probably only Aaron Donald is at Chris Jones' level for an interior defensive lineman to single-handedly disrupt what an offense wants to do. Because I think you're right. I think the 49ers have too much firepower for that Chiefs defense. But if you have a difference maker like Chris Jones that disrupts everything, and now Brock doesn't have time to get it to all that talent that overmatches the rest of the Chiefs defense, then that's an issue. So I think that's going to be a key, you know, someone like Lenore for the 49ers defense, someone like Chris Jones for the Chiefs defense.
I think, and in its most simplistic terms, I think this game is, for both sides, defending the run, establishing the run, and not turning the ball over. And it's as simple as, it's very simplistic, but I think when you have two teams like this, one with so much firepower and one with maybe less, but still those key components, especially the quarterback, perhaps one of the greatest. Lenore, I said this in the earlier segment, Lenore said to me he grew up watching Tom Brady win Super Bowls. He wanted to beat him in a Super Bowl. But now they have the new Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And I think that is what they're dealing with. And that is such a game changer. He is that kind of player that I think those three things, and it's there's the most simplistic terms, that's what it's going to come down to.
It's interesting you say that, because one of my reports earlier this week was, okay, how do the 49ers slow down Patrick Mahomes? And the keys were effort, physicality, relentlessness. And it's like, it's kind of oh, duh sort of things. But because Patrick Mahomes is so good, his experience and knowledge level to this point, you're not going to fool him.
Right.
You're going to have to beat them with that physical football, with just old school, like you mentioned, the simplistic fundamental forms of football. Who can be better at that on Sunday? And that's the key. You know, and I think you said it best, as simple as that sounds, in a game like this where there is so much talent, there is so much experience, there is so much knowledge, football IQ, everything like that is at the highest form. The two best play callers in the NFL.
Absolutely.
All of that. It'll come down to just kind of who executes.
Who's
more physical.
100%.
You know, all of that stuff. And that's going to be fun for us as an audience to view that style of football. There'll be no flukiness.
Right.
It'll be, you know, who plays best on Sunday.
100%. And even like the little things, the 49ers, it's 3rd and 15, not having a defensive pass interference that puts them right in the end zone, because in my opinion, in this kind of game, that's the same as a turnover.
Yeah.
Might as well have just you know, thrown a pick.
Yeah.
So I think these are the things, these little things that they've struggled with. You know, I guess my concern with the 49ers too and their defense is a lot of the issues we've seen the last couple weeks are really issues that have been there the entire year. They've just been masked by key turnovers and really elite offensive play. So that, to me, will be just interesting to watch, because all of the things we saw the last two games and things that we saw kind of late in the season, obviously they dominate against Philadelphia, but they struggled against the Commanders. They ultimately win, but they do struggle a little. But they lose to the Rams in that game, that doesn't matter, and most of their starters weren't playing and all of that. But there's just things, if you go back, and even when you look at the first five games before the three-game losing streak, the issues in the three-game losing streak were there in the first five games. They were just masked. Can they do that on Sunday? That's a big question.
Yeah, well, you mentioned later part of the year, the Cardinals gashed them on the ground. And obviously the 49ers won that game pretty convincingly, clinched the NFC West that week. But to your point, issues that were there. And it was easy to say that Eric Armstead wasn't there, Javon Hargrave wasn't in that game. And obviously Eric Armstead's still dealing with those injuries, was limited in practice yesterday or on Wednesday. And so we'll see if they can shore up and make those adjustments. Then, you know, we heard Steve Wilks, a former head coach who knows his words have weight, use words like unacceptable and embarrassing last week in that press conference. those words are not without meaning.
No,
so
they're not.
So obviously sending a message to the team that it truly was unacceptable. And from everybody we've talked to this week, the team has responded in the right way.
Yeah.
They've given the effort. They've reestablished the habits and practice. You know, that'll help avoid those lapses. But we'll see. Because
we'll
like you said, they were issues. They knew there were issues late in the year, and they still lapsed at times in the most important moments at times. Now, thankfully, they were able to correct it for their sake, but we'll see if they can do it again on Sunday for 60 minutes.
For 60 minutes, and they can't get down 14-0 to Patrick Mahomes. That doesn't go well them.
Yeah.
Well, I made them give a prediction. I gave mine, which changed in the course of talking to Cam and Guy. I did 27-21 San Francisco. What is your prediction?
Well, since I'm reporting on the game, I can't give a
prediction.
Oh,
you can't give one. Oh, lucky you.
So I'm off the hook here,
yes,
Tracy.
You are. I forgot.
But I expect it to be a close game, and I think both teams will be at their best. Being around the 49ers, knowing their history, what their best is capable of, I feel like... you know, I would lean that way, but I never pick against Mahomes.
That's my thing, too.
So I never go against him. Even I was as sure in that Baltimore game that the Chiefs were winning as any game that they've played, even though they were the underdogs. And same with the Buffalo game, playing on the road for the first time. They're winning that game. And so, so when you talk about, you know, a team that, you know, I know very well, and the Niners, all that talent, I think they're going to play at their best. And then a team that I never pick against because of Patrick Mahomes. God, what a game we're in for on Sunday.
I think we are in for quite a game. And that was kind of my reasoning yesterday. You never pick against Patrick Mahomes. But that is why they play the game, and it is just a couple days away. Omar, please let everybody know where they can find you.
We'll be NFL game day morning, Sunday morning, NFL Network starting at 6 a.m.
Bright and early.
I'll be outside the 49er team hotel with the latest on their preparations for Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl 58, which will happen 9.5 hours after that.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. By the time the game starts, you've been a bit up forever. I'm getting up at 6 on Sunday, but I will not be outside their hotel at 6. You guys, you can find me on Instagram at Tracy Sandler, on Twitter, X at Tracy FGSN, FGSN.com. We are brought to you by Fevo. We are brought to you by Bet Online. Please leave us a 5-star rating and a super positive review. And you guys, enjoy the game on Sunday. Super Bowl time is upon us.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
Did you know Bridgestone developed a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials? Making a difference today for future generations. That's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Treat dad to the good stuff at Nordstrom Rack and save big. Father's Day is Sunday, June 16th, and Nordstrom Rack's got gifts dad will love, up to 60% off. Shirts, activewear, watches, cologne, denim, and more. Find amazing deals on Tommy Bahama, Cole Haan, Original Penguin, and Vince. Great brands, great prices. So get to your Nordstrom Rack store now and make dad's day with gifts up to 60% off.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's Jean-Luc Foot.
And he stole our crunch!
Quick, the zip line!
He's getting away!
Throw our last crunch berry!
No! no one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries.
Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.